Today's between Master and Disciples, the purpose of human life, will be presented in Chinese and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Odyssey of Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czechoslovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Hong Kong 由260个美丽的岛聚组成，这个地名源自香港岛上的石牌湾，翻译过来就是芳香的港口。灵感来自于在石牌湾交易的芳香木料和芬香。香港亦以它的演艺事业闻名于世，尤其武术最令人称道。有好几位在荷里活家传户晓的演员都是出身自香港的电影圈的，例如李小龙、周润发、成龙、杨紫琼、李连杰和张国荣。另外值得一提的就是世界上最高的摩天大楼，香港就有四座。而在不久前2006年的11月，来自香港的张平路博士荣获故事和平奖，要表彰他在医药和学术方面的杰出贡献。香港民众拥有高度的宗教自由，并有宪法条文来保障这份权利的。香港人的信仰包括佛教、基督教、道教、犹太教和锡克教，同时亦有好多人收集观音法门。由于这些真理追寻者诚心的邀请，青海无上师曾多次造访香港，分享他的智慧和见解，让大众更开悟，更了解上帝的天国。现在邀请你聆听青海无上师对我们世界会会员所做的开示，主题是人生的目的。1992年2月20日讲于香港。
有很多人喜欢小鸟啊，要保护小鸟啊，有一些人保护那些狐狸啊，被人家拿当那个毛衣，有没有？那其实很痛苦啊，所以他们做这些工作也是很好啊。有一些人抗议那些在那个什么实验室，他们也对动物都很残忍啊，为了要试验那些东西，所以有一些人抗议这种行为。那每个人做一点工作也是好，所以任何工作对众生好啊，我们都每个人做一点东西，就是我们的工作就是要修观音法门啊。顺便在旁边如果还有别的工作，那哪一个最肯起最重要，我们先做，因为我们不能任何都做。像他自己想保护那个小鸟的话，我说好，那你自己做，自己做你那个工作，让你自己安心就好。那我们目前有时候看到别人痛苦啊，像难民，我们就想办法帮忙，就是我们目前是额外工作了。除了我们每天有工作要赚钱要养我们的家庭以外，我们还有这些嘛，还有要修行啊。
In 85 when I was in China first, in Beijing, and as the taxi drove me from the airport to Beijing, I had this incredible sense of having deja vu, having been there before, and an incredible sense of freedom.
Oh.
And I thought perhaps it's just my imagination. And next time I was there, the same feeling was repeated. Now I know that Kuan Yin has spent time in that area, but I don't know much more than that about it. Maybe you could tell me a little more.
At least you have to ask her. In some place where we have lived before in previous lives or life, and where we had good experience with life and good feeling, then whenever we had chance to go back to that place, we will re-experience this kind of feeling again. It doesn't matter if it's in China or if it's in Holland or anywhere else. Okay? That's why some places we feel very good and some other places with no reason we feel so bad and burdened and frightened sometimes. Frightened for no reason. Feel kind of depressed and feel kind of frightened. Yeah. And some places we feel so free. So that's why we should cultivate this kind of freedom feeling, bliss within ourselves, and take it everywhere with us. So it doesn't matter whether that place had a good experience before or not, we would be able to live freely in that area and they feel good.
Mm. When we are sleeping, we see the dreams. Our body is asleep, our eyes are asleep. Who's seeing the dream?
Well, this is the soul, as your real self, not the body. We are not the body. Yeah. Therefore, we say the soul doesn't have eyes and nose, but see everything, know everything. Therefore, I told you to see with the eye of the soul and to close your eyes, and we no need the eyes. And also that prove that we are not the body, and the physical eyes cannot see anything without the soul power. Yeah? It proved that we are different than the body, that we exist. And the body is just an instrument, or maybe a prison house that we have built by mistake. Or maybe it's necessary in this world to have a room to house the soul. Yeah.
And dreams are our, see sometimes our past comes.
Yeah, sometimes, yes. And most often after initiation, the master power will arrange that we pay some of our bad karma in the dreams. It's more comfortable. Yeah, that happens. And also sometimes we see the future. Yeah. And just like you saw me in the red dress, and that is the future prediction for the time of your initiation. You will see that kind of master in that dress. So to let you immediately have faith and recognize, and you have good experience. No,
but when I saw you, your picture, then I felt in my mind, I saw you before.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
After seeing your picture.
Yeah, I understand.
Then I felt in my mind, I saw you before.
Yeah. You remember something in the past. Okay.
When we die, the soul is free.
Mm.
Right? Is this a soul that carries the karma from life to life? What carries the karma from life to life?
It is the mind. It is the alaya. It is the power of memories.
That is in the soul?
No, it's not in the soul. It's a kind of energy force. When you do something, it generates some energy. And that energy forms a certain formula or certain conception or certain form, however invisible to the physical eyes. And these energies, these formulas stick together and make a kind of pattern, okay? And through this pattern, the soul experiences up and down, bad and good in this world. And after a long period, the soul identifies itself with this kind of pattern instead of realizing it is free from that pattern. Just like after you work too much with a computer, you get stick to it, and maybe you forgot yourself, you forgot to eat, you forgot to sleep. You just stick yourself with the computer, and then the computer go wrong. The computer make a mistake and you get angry. And then sometimes you blame yourself for the mistakes. And then you get trouble with the mistake and you correct the mistake and you have fixed it and you have so much trouble and anger with the computer. Yeah, and you stick to that all the time, past your lunch time and all that because of the mistakes. And you completely forgot all the duty that your wife's waiting that you are Mr. such and such. and you're free. You don't need to stick there. Yeah. And now the pattern of the past and the formula of the past will form kind of a solid but invisible force. Yeah. And the soul will see through it. And then it kind of attach with it. And if you don't have a kind of wisdom to detach yourself with the informations that you have gathered through lives after life, then you are in trouble. You identify yourself with trouble. You always try to solve the troubles, and then you always entangle in troubles. And that's how the soul is not free from troubles. And after we die, the soul stick itself with the troubles and try to solve the troubles again in the next body, in the next opportunity. Therefore, we reincarnate and reincarnate and reincarnate. Only when we realize that the troubles are trouble, we can always throw it away and we don't need to solve it. And throw everything all together in a dustbin. And just do what the necessary leftover that is still attached to our soul, and then get rid of them, and then free.
Does that have anything to do with the level that we reach?
Sure, yes. Sure. Most of the people who do not practice, they are at human level. Just get bound with the problems, with the habits from many lives. And they think they have to take care of all this, and they have to solve all this problem. If they couldn't solve it in this life, they come back the next. And when they came back the next life, they have a new problem. And the old problems has not been solved. The new problem has already developed. So they always envelop themselves and entangle in this kind of mess, and can never get out until the master come and point the way invisibly to them and say, this way you must go and leave all that garbage there. Without you, nobody die. Without all this problem, you don't die. This problem is self-created. You just throw all the bundle in the dustbin and that's done with, and go with me. Then the soul begin to realize what a mistake, what a waste of time he has been sticking in the mud all the time. So now he get up. Yeah. Begin a new life. Okay.
There are some beings that have reached very high levels.
Mm.
And I'm thinking of some gurus that have kind of fell down into greed and lust and things like that. And it's hard for me to imagine that when you reach a certain level of consciousness or a certain level of spiritual awareness, how can you go down to greed?
Maybe the guru has his own purpose.
Yes.
Yeah. Or he has to go down and apparently do these kind of things. But he has to be the real guru. He's not the so-called guru. We have to know what kind of guru. And we have to analyze his life and action. Probably you say, oh, that guru is so greedy. Oh, he take a lot of money. But now you see, what does he do with the money, okay? Everybody falls sometimes, all right. Yeah. Then you have to learn their lessons.
Okay.
And we learn ours. Better not to talk about other people negativity, lest our mind be contaminated. Because we don't even know. Everyone does something and learns something different. Be happy that we don't have to go through this kind of audio and learn these hard lessons. We have to see what he does with it, you know? What the outcome of his action. Not what he does, but the outcome of it, okay? Yeah. Anyhow, if we are sincere, yeah, and pure in our heart, we will find a pure master. Yeah, so that is for sure.
What worried me is to reach a certain level and
fall down.
Back again.
Let's reach there first and worry later.
Okay.
What we say in Vietnam is that you are not yet rich and you worry about robbers. Let's spend all the energy to reach there, not to worry about falling. My God, you'll waste your energy. Worry about things before it happens. There's a man in ancient China. He lives in a country called Qi. He used to worry all the time that one day maybe the sky will fall down. And what happened? What to do? In that way he spent all his life and died miserably before the sky even fall. And I live until this day, I didn't see any piece of sky fell down. He worried all his life for that. Sometimes we have to pay some debt of bad karma. It doesn't matter how much level we reach, we're willing to pay. Yeah? If we want to. If we don't want, it's also okay. We can escape. But sometimes we are willing to sacrifice or do something because for the sake of other people, or because we get the bad karma from other people. Otherwise, what do you think? Why Jesus have to be nailed on the cross? What bad karma does he have? He only teach good thing, and he only run around wearing himself out for the people. And what did he get? You see?
How is this? We are creating a karma or finishing our karma? Suppose I train anything.
How do you know if it's a bad karma causing you or you are making a new one?
We are finishing.
It's hard to tell now, because we have been very deep into the trouble now. So just try the best to avoid what you can avoid. Yeah? And to finish what you have to finish, what you cannot avoid. The one thing you can tell also sometimes to know whether it is a new bad karma or bad karma is like this. If something happened to you and you can't avoid it, doesn't matter how much you dislike it, that is a bad karma. Surely the force of karma forced you to do these things. But something you could avoid it, but you like to do it by your own will. And that's, you know, you're creating trouble. New bad karma. And you know that it's wrong. And you could avoid it. And you still want to do it. Then you know you're getting into trouble. Okay? If it's a good thing, of course, you do it and forget it. Thinking that it's God is doing a good thing to benefit others through you, then it's fine. But you know it's this wrong thing and you still deliberately want to do it, even though you can avoid it. And that is a new bad karma. Surely you have trouble.
But because I want to avoid it, still I'm doing, that means it's a past karma.
If you know it is no good and you don't like it and you want to avoid it, but it still force you somehow, and the circumstance still force you to do it. Even though you try to avoid, it still drag you back without your own will. Then this is the force of old debt, old bad karma, yeah? But try anyhow. If it's no good things, always try to avoid it using your mental strength, your meditational strength to avoid it. I can only tell you to try your best. It's difficult.
Sometimes I say things that seems like it doesn't come from me. Even something that would hurt people.
Yeah.
And after I say, why did I ever even think of that? I mean, it doesn't seem me. Is it possible that it's not me?
Maybe karma.
Maybe karma?
It's not you, it's your bad karma.
Yeah?
Sometimes it's that person's bad karma also. You know? Something to do with you in the past and now it returns. It's difficult to say, but anyhow, try to avoid hurting people when it's not necessary, when it's not due. And try to avoid as much as possible and try to practice more, and then you feel more free. What we cannot avoid, then say sorry and excuse yourself and try to improve next time. What you can avoid, when you can remember to avoid, then avoid. Okay.
Thank you for watching today's Sư徒之間節目。明日請繼續收看青海無上師的開示《人生的目的完結篇》。焦點新聞之後，無上師電視台下一個節目是《健康生活》。祝你享有幸福美满的日子。 Thank you for your company today on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture, The Purpose of Human Life. Coming up next on Supreme Master Television is Healthy Living, right after noteworthy news. We wish you many blessed and beautiful days.